Day 167, or June the 16th. A trustworthy friend indeed. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 84, verse 12. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Some more new modern songs are included in our selection of psalms today. New songs were constantly being added to the golden oldies of David for many years after David had died. The authors of Psalm 84, the sons of Korah, wrote quite a few which found themselves in the book of Psalms. They contributed about 10. Another one of them was Psalm 85, which was written as a choir piece to be sung in the temple, pleading for revival among the people. This request has been on the tongues of millions ever since. And now today's action step. Being let down must be one of the worst experiences in the world. When someone you know and trust disappoints you, it can be very difficult to rebuild that relationship. Their word is broken, and it can be hard to believe anything they say in future. Jesus experienced this emotion when Peter denied him just before the crucifixion. Parents are deeply upset when their children let them down too. They love them, but the bond is damaged, sometimes beyond repair. So can you rely on anyone these days? The sons of Korah stress the case for it being God, and I can think of no one better. Of course, I have met people who have said that they have been let down by God and are badly disillusioned. Sometimes it's because they have simply tried to use God as a celestial ATM, and when he didn't deliver the goods, he was rejected, and that is naive and really sad. Sometimes, however, it is the church that causes the disappointment, and that puts us all in the dock. Resolve today to be careful about the promises you make so that you are more likely to keep them. Using John chapter 13, verse 35 as our base, here's something to think about today. Your trustworthy character will prove to the world that you are my disciples.